Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You were talking about points that you found in Hosea that you actually teach at marriage seminars. So let's take them one by one. First one is to tenderly allure. And this example comes from God, who did no wrong, but he wins back the heart of Israel. So talk about that and what we can learn from Scripture.
Yeah, so go to Hosea 2, verse 14. This is where God begins to win back his wife. And he says, therefore, I am now going to allure her. That to me is a fascinating word. You think of like a fisherman, you know, with a lure on the end of their line.
I think of flowers. I don't think of bait, but anyway.
I love to fish, so that's right where I go. But think about it. So a fisherman will cast this lure, shiny, to get what? Why is he doing that? He's trying to get the attention of this fish. He's trying to get that fish to turn towards him. So here God and his wife, the Israelites, have been disconnected. She has turned away from him. Her attention now is on Baal. So now it's like he's standing there waving his hands, whistling, trying to get her attention. So see, he's pursuing her. And that's what's significant is he takes the first step. He's wanting to do something to get her attention. And what he does is he says that I will lead her into the desert. What's significant about that is, see, the desert is where they first fell in love. So he's getting her off alone. He's led her off to sort of the side, to away from Baal, away from these other suitors. And now he says that I will speak tenderly to her. And I think that is such a great model. So for me, When Aaron and I and Murphy, so the girls are mad at me. I felt that they should have followed me. They felt that I should have not left them, which is probably true anyway. So what I chose to go first. And so I asked them, can you guys step over here? Can we quit walking? They were walking away from me because they're so mad. So I'm now trying to get their attention. I'm pursuing them by saying, hey, can you come over here to the side and let's talk? What I had to do, though, is do what God did and make a choice to be tender. See, it would have been very easy for me to debate this, to say, why would you guys walk away from me here in a foreign country? You don't know where you're at. Why would that even make sense? I'm the leader. You guys have given me that responsibility, and it's your job to follow. It's like one of my very pet peeves in life is when someone is following me in the car. I always tell them, listen, I'm setting the pace and the speed. Your job is to stay right on my tail. Mm-hmm. And that in my mind applied here. You guys, I was the leader. You should have fought anyway. But do you see how I had to then become tender? And so I brought them over to the side and I said, let's figure this out. I don't want to keep going. I have no interest in just walking in silence and you guys ahead of me. Let's figure this out. That's such a key thing. So here, God, to allure his wife, to get her attention, he uses tenderness. So the question for you is, how do you get your spouse's attention?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.